All right, welcome to The Drive on MWTV, or I don't know what we're going to call it yet. We haven't really decided.
It can be MWTV. It's not TV.
It's not, but maybe one day we will have TV.
Yeah.
We can dream, right?
We can, but I kind of like this better than TV. We do some TV.
It's podcasting.
Podcasting, I think, is the wave of the future.
Did you pick this song? Did you pick this song?
No, my mom picked this song, actually. She thought this was what the kids would be listening to these days, and... I don't think she did a great job, but
it is the post Mother's Day, so you probably don't want to.
We'll have more music. We can do whatever we want with this podcast because it's our podcast. So
that's true.
We can't just put in anything or like our favorite music, because if this goes out into like the world, there's legal stuff to.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully at some point we'll have some followers, some people that are actually truly enjoying what we're doing here. And at that point, I'm sure we're going to get requests. Like, hey, play this song or play that song. And
right. Will we be able to do that? Or do we have to contract?
I don't know. We have a very tiny budget.
Of zero.
We have a very little budget. So I think at some point when you're big.
Yeah.
You can pay for rights for things.
Right. I mean, this is going to get big quick, so we need to talk about it, and we need to think about it.
I love your eternal optimism.
It's the only way to be.
It is going to get big quick. That's what we're going to hope it's going to do. And drivers, we hope that you enjoy it. You know, I this is kind of half Chris's idea and kind of half mine. I've always wanted to do something, and we have. You know, Bart and I did a podcast thing that we posted on the TVs probably a couple of years ago when we were talking about some of the healthcare changes that were coming.
We did the CD.
We used to do the CD.
That's kind of a primitive podcast.
Yes. I mean, yeah, I miss what that was. And then Chris, you know, Woody came up with the idea of like, let's do something fun. Like, let's have fun with it. And I couldn't agree more, you know?
Yeah. It'll be fun. It seems podcasts are a big thing now, and there's a bunch of them out there, and but there are some really good ones, and so I think we can make. I'm thinking we can make the best one ever, given the ones that I've heard so far.
I agree. So you know, we do a lot of really technical stuff, at MNW. We do a lot of videos and produce things that are very specific to. The drivers doing things, not burning up tires, not burning up brakes.
Yeah.
Dial, you know, we kind of hammer them a lot, you know.
Yeah, that's not what we want this one to be.
And that's what we don't want this to be. So, anyway, we're going to talk more about this in a little bit more, but let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back on The Drive here. The Drive podcast. We'll come up with something better, right?
Yeah. In fact, when we come back from the break, that's exactly what we need to talk
we
about.
We will, yes. All right, welcome back. Man, I just love that music. I almost feel like we should leave it on underneath. No feeling.
We can listen to it and talk about it.
You know, one thing I did want to bring up, because I'm sure we're going to have people asking questions, wanting to give us advice.
Yeah.
You know, we do have a Twitter handle. On Twitter.
Yeah.
And we also have a Facebook page, and that's a way for you guys to and gals to reach out to us. If you've got an idea of something you'd like for us to talk about, if you've got some ideas of songs that we won't be able to play, we'd love to hear.
Yeah. And
that
I've been completely off the social media because it's awful. But I need a reason to get back in. So yeah. if we can get some followers and we would love to put this thing out for everybody and be engaged with everybody on Twitter and Facebook. And
yeah,
all of
it's going to be out. It's going to be real easy for you guys and gals to get to. We're going to have it. There'll be a place on drivemw.com for you to get a link. And then once you sign up for it, you can click to get emailed every time a new podcast is put out, and Chris and I are going to try to do this at least once a week. It's very easy to do, doesn't take up a lot of time, so we're definitely going to be working on that, you know, early on. So that'll be how you can get to it, drivemw.com. We'll be more specific about that later on, but we'll be on iTunes. So if you'll be able to subscribe on iTunes. So yeah.
Maybe in Spotify, or we're going to work on that
too? We're going to work on Spotify. Spotify is a little more difficult. They can be a little.
You can do it.
I'm going to try.
I've got confidence in you.
I appreciate it.
You can make that happen.
I appreciate it. So
one thing that we need to talk about that we said we would talk about coming back into the segment was the title.
Yes.
So when I actually did exactly what Zach said, I went onto the M&W website, and under the driver's area, there's a place where you can subscribe to email alerts about the podcast. And so I did that. And so I go to my favorite podcast player and I put in The Drive. And Zach, one of the things I noticed is I'm like scrolling, and there's a bunch of podcasts called The Drive or The Drive with, you know, two dorks even worse than us, two people with like names and
two people with names,
you know, Bob and Jeff.
Maybe that could be our podcast.
I think I accidentally just promoted somebody else's The Drive Bob podcast.
Don't do that.
I know.
We could be, the podcast could be two guys with names.
I'm going to, it's, we're brainstorming right now, yeah. So anything's fair.
I don't know that we should be doing this live, though, you know.
No, we shouldn't, but we're not.
Two guys with names. We are two guys, and we are two guys with names.
That's truthful, but it's not catchy. And I agree with you. We shouldn't be doing this live. Even though we're not. This isn't. Is this the official first episode, or would
this is a teaser?
Right.
This is some of the stuff that the guys are going to have to listen to.
Oh, they have to listen to it.
They don't have.
Will
to.
They be fired if they don't?
They don't have to
it?
Listen to it. I mean, but you know.
Right. Okay. Well,
we want to baptize them with what this is going to be.
Baptize? Is this a religious program?
I may throw some stuff in there every now and then.
Oh, my goodness.
You know.
Controversy already, guys. Yes. You see, this is not your regular video
no
that you
holds
get up
barred.
On the screen.
I mean, there's nothing is off the table to talk about. So
maybe that would be a great thing to get some feedback on from the drivers. Let them have a little bit of say in what they think the name ought to be. So hit us up on Twitter and Facebook or come
by and see us.
And me and Zach and let us know what a cool name for the podcast will be.
So what are we going to call it in the time being? I guess we'll just stick with The Drive.
I guess.
It's just The Drive. I mean, you can find us very directly. So, I mean, that is the thing. I mean, like, it's not like it's too difficult. You just go to the website and you can find us and sign up and you'll be able to follow us very, very easily.
Yeah.
So,
good.
That'll be the first thing. So, why don't you give you have been gathering articles very excitedly, I must say, for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Bailey, and for some of you who don't come in and see us all the time, Bailey Walters, who is our HR generalist, kind of sits between Chris and I in offices, and he has been. It's like you get these moments of giddiness.
I do, and I was very giddy. I'm still giddy. I'm not dancing around like I was and,
well,
and yelling and screaming.
You can't
at all.
When we're doing the
right
the you, thing. This looks pretty cool.
It does look
like
cool.
We've got big computer monitors and microphones and headphones and
yeah. No, I like it, and it's really very satisfying that we had this idea. Even though you and I had it separately, we were on the same wavelength, and
absolutely.
Now here it is, it's being done. So, yeah, I've been thinking about things, and as I listen to podcasts and I look at what we've done so far, just like you mentioned before, we don't need drivers having to sit around and listen to stuff about why – you know, we're doing the things we do and why, here's how you got to operate your ELD and here's what you need to do at the shop and procedures and stuff like that. We want to keep it within trucking and loosely within trucking.
Yeah, loosely.
Yeah.
Because I think we're going to get out there and dance around in some other areas.
Absolutely we should. Because, hey, nobody wants to hear about their job all the time. But we are playing to a specific audience here, and it's a trucking audience, so we'll keep it in there. So I had a bunch of ideas. Some of the stuff that I'm really interested in right now,
You're really teasing this.
I know.
Like, I think I asked you like 5 minutes ago to give me something.
We have said a lot without saying anything so far.
Or deciding anything.
We have made a
big decisions.
Commercial about
yes.
this thing, and we haven't put
anything. I just wonder how many people have turned us off by now.
I somebody may have actually smashed their phone by now. It's completely possible. All right, so I'm really interested in the whole history of trucking. So a couple of the things that I would like to talk about. I'd like to talk about the history of M&W.
Yeah, I love it. Get Jim Mack in here.
Jim Mack, yeah. all those guys. I'd like to talk about some of the history of trucking in Nashville or in the area. I'm even interested in trucking other places. So trucking in other countries, other continents where things are different. You know, the job's still the same. We're still hauling freight, but very, very, very different worlds. And I think it would be interesting for me personally to learn about, and I think the drivers and everybody listening would get a kick out of that, and all the outside stuff that comes with trucking, truck stops, all right, truck stops now and truck stops then, very, very different. Truck stops have a history and a folklore all of their own. You could make a podcast about truck stops.
I love the ones like on the side. There's one still there, going on 40 west toward Memphis. It's got the old big giant signs, you know.
Yeah, and that's the North 40 truck stop yes. over there in Holiday, Tennessee.
Yes,
that's the kind of thing I'm talking
yes.
about. If you don't think yes. there's some histories in those Absolutely. Walls and some stories to be told,
yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. We're very excited. We love our partner, Pilot Flying J, and those beautiful stores that they have today and how convenient. But they are much different than what
yeah.
those crazy stores, you know. They're very retro now.
Yeah, yeah. And there are some great stories that go along with those, and there are some great stories that deserve to not be forgotten. And so if we can kind of dig them up, and we got a lot of drivers out there that drove in those days and would love to hear about it and tell about it, and so we want to do that, but we can do a lot of other stuff too, not just the history part of it, but there are all kinds of things that have to go along with what we're doing to make freight work. You know, there's all these parts that have, I think about the How It's Made show, you know, and so how much do we know about tires? How much do we know about, you know, clutches? You know, there's a story behind all this. So we can really dig deep and tell some of those cool stories. So,
sure.
So really anything is on the table.
I love it. I love it. And I'll be excited to see some of those stories that are coming out from Chris, and we hope to have some guests in here. We hope to, you know, I was thinking today about getting some of our leadership in here at some point. You know, it's hard to stand up in front of the lights and the camera. You know, we do a lot of that stuff. Yeah. We'd like to get our owner in here, Mike McFarland, and have him talk to us about, you know, some of the things that he's doing. And, you know, you guys see a lot of the dispatchers and Carm McKissick and things like that, but I mean, I think it'd be neat to hear kind of Carm's story of how he came up in trucking and the different things that he's done. So,
and it's much more relaxed in here. I mean, we're just talking.
We're just shooting the breeze.
It's not, it's not standing and having to perform.
Exactly. So that'll be exciting to see, and we'll look forward to that. But again, drivers, drivemw.com. There's a place at the very, very bottom. I'm looking at it as we speak, where you can subscribe to this podcast. Whether you have an Android phone, you have you can do Google Podcasts, and then by email, and then we're going to continue to try to add different ways for you to be able to subscribe. But I would encourage you to do the email one at the very least, because
yeah.
I think you'll get you'll get an email every time we put something out there. But if you have ideas or thoughts, come by and tell us. Let us know. Like, give us some feedback, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You want that little bit of feedback?
I want a lot of feedback.
Like how we're doing and what it sounds like, and if you'd like to see something different, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
So, But this has kind of been an introductory into what this will be like.
Oh yeah, it'll be slightly more organized next time when we actually talk about something.
And we'd love to hear some ideas from Nays. We might come up with something in the short term. But we do want to thank you for joining us. And like I said, hopefully we'll start pumping these things out once or twice a week. There'll be lots of different things for you to hear and listen to. So for Chris Woody, I'm Zach Pugh. Join us next time here on The Drive Podcast.